I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tone Guardians in the postseason. How far can they go?
World Series, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, we'll find out. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in one of the greatest to ever do it. From SiriusXM's Mad Dog Radio, they have a channel named after the man, for crying out loud. Channel 82. He's also High Heat, the host of High Heat on MLB Network and First Take on ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Mad Dog Russo joins us on the show this morning. Chris, thanks for joining us.
How's the dynamic duo today? Things good?
They're as good as they can possibly be. The Guardians are in the postseason. The Browns won last week. We'll see what they do on Sunday. And hopefully the Cavs do okay. But first, Mad Dog, how far are the Guardians going to go in the postseason?
Well, listen, they're going to be they're not going to have the top record. So they're going to be the 2 seed, which probably means they'll be in that matchup with Houston. Although, you know, the Tigers got a lot of juice right now, and they could get that spot. But let's say they play Houston. Be a rugged series, and then, of course, down the road, the Yankees. The Yankees are the big favorite in the American League. You know, in the NL, there's more balance. There's, you know, San Diego could do it. The Phillies could do it. The Dodgers could do it. Even the Diamondbacks are the defending champ. Even the Mets are dangerous. And don't forget about Milwaukee, better than we think. The American League, I think it's the Yankees are better than everybody else. And the one thing about the Guardians, and they did a great job, don't get me wrong, great job. The one thing that worried me about the Guardians, the more relievers you use, and they're a team that's based on their bullpen, the more relievers you use in postseason, two things. The opponent gets used to you. So, you know, as you go along and you use these guys a couple different times, the offense or the other team gets a better feel of what you're trying to do to them to get them out. Mm. And number two, the more guys you use, the more moves you make, the better the chance you find the guy, if you're the manager, who doesn't have it. So if, when you're using 5 guys to get 12 outs instead of 1 guy to get 12 outs, to me it makes it a lot harder. So because of that, I would think the Indians probably are going to lose somewhere along the line. Could they win a series against the Astros and get to the ALCS? Absolutely. I would be very surprised if they won 2 to get to a World Series. I think everybody would.
Mad Dog, Chris Russo, join us right now on the hotline. So we are sitting here. The one thing, the case that I've been trying to make all year is that I feel the American League is up for grabs. It's been wide open. If you look at the last 2 months, 3 months, and look at the records in the American League, it seems like all these teams have been kind of hovering around the same place. The Guardians, too, they built that 20-game lead to start out. Or 20 games above 500, and they've kind of maintained since then. With that said, you really think the Yankees are that much better than everybody else?
Well, the Yankees can out-talent everybody. I mean, based on talent, there's no comparison. Who's got Judge and Soto in the middle of the lineup outside of the Dodgers? Even the Phillies don't have that. I mean, Soto's the best hitter in baseball, and Judge is, you know, after Ohtani or right with him, the MVP. And the Yankees have been hitting. Now, the Yankees are vulnerable. They don't play the small game properly, but they have Hall of Fame players on their team. Cole's a Hall of Fame pitcher, or thereabouts. Judge is a Hall of Fame performer, and Soto's a Hall of Fame performer. Plus, they got Stanton sitting there hitting fifth or fourth. So because of that, I would make the Yankees, to me, and I don't like the Yankees. This is not a Yankee homer. I hate the Yankees. But I would make the Yankees the big favorite in the American League. They're not going to have to play in a wild card round, and they're going to get the Orioles most likely in the opening round, and the Orioles have been a mess for 2 months. No bullpen, not a great depth starting pitching, and now they can't hit. So you don't have to play Houston. Houston's the wild card because of their pedigree, 7 straight ALCSs. The Astros scare me. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, I don't know how anybody could think the Yankees aren't the team to beat. Rizzo gives you a professional at bat. Stanton can hit, you know, he can blow up a game. Judge is the best player in the American League. And Soto's won a World Series, and he's been great. Plus, you throw in the idea you got Cole pitching a couple games. So the Yankees are the best team. Now, in a short series, Boone's not the best manager. He's very spotty. But in a short series, I think you got to like the Yankees out of the American League. Doesn't mean they can't lose. Baseball is very unpredictable. That's why it's great. in postseason. I mean, you know, the better team wins in the NBA, not in baseball. That's why, and home field in football, that's why baseball's postseason is the best, because it's so up and down and so crazy. Look at Arizona, Texas last year. But I think if you're looking at this properly and you're just trying to analyze the teams in the American League, the Yankees are the best team.
So we love the fact that we feel like we've got no pressure. This team, rookie manager, they've got a bunch of young guys. It feels like they've had a bunch of young guys throughout the year platooning all over the place that maybe just don't know any better. The Yankees, on the other hand, obviously last year missed the playoffs, the year before they get swept by the Astros, the year before they lose in a wild card to the Red Sox. Do you think pressure, that's something that gets talked about a lot in New York, especially with the Yankees. Is there a chance that gets to them, that they could have the most talent, but the pressure gets to them?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. If the Yankees don't go to the World Series this year, it is a big-time disappointment. Soto is not guaranteed after this year, although I think he will sign. He's not guaranteed after this year. Yankees haven't been to a World Series since 2009, and they got the biggest payroll in the sport. So, and, you know, they spend three times what the Guardians spent. So the pressure on the Yankees, 100%. That is something that you could deal with if you're a Guardian, or if you're, you know, the Astros have no pressure. They've won two championships, and, you know, they've been the seven state ALCSs. They get a free year, the Astros. The Orioles are a young team. Nobody expects much out of Kansas City or Minnesota if they make it, or the Tigers. All the pressure's on the Yankees, and I definitely think that could work against them. And again, Boone is not Miller Huggins, okay? He has never managed a Game 7 of an ALCS. He's been there since 18. He never beats Houston. He's lost the Red Sox twice. So a lot of pressure on Boone, too. So you're 100% right. If you can put the Yankees in a spot where they get a little nervous, you could beat them. Now, the Guardians 2 years ago had them 2-1 up in Game 4 in Cleveland and couldn't beat them. Yankees won in the fifth game. So let's not forget that either. 2 years ago, Cole won Game 4 in Cleveland, and they beat Adam Savali in Game 5, and somehow, some way, Terry didn't pitch his best pitcher, you know, in that on short rest in Game 5, which I thought he should have done. But the bottom line is the Yankees have the most pressure, but they are the best team, and we shall see. Guardians have had a great year, playing with house money, great bullpen, Class A. I get all that. But I do feel that the Guardians are a little bit more of a regular season team than they are a postseason team, because I don't know if they have anybody that can dominate a short series. Soto can dominate a short series. Stanton can dominate a short series. Judge can dominate a short series. And Cole pitching twice can dominate a short series. That's four guys. I don't think the Guardians, you know, Class A is only pitching one inning. I don't know if the Guardians can do that from that standpoint. That's why I make the Yankees the favorite.
Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us on the show. MLB Network, ESPN's First Take, also SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio. So, hold on, I'm a little bit confused. Do you agree, Lyman, did you say there's no pressure on the Guardians?
Yeah, I kind of felt like this team, I mean, we were 79 wins was the total before the year started, Mad Dog.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think there's a ton of, I mean, I know 1948, we understand that. But the Guardians going in there with house money, they got $100 million payroll. Again, they've had a wonderful year in probably a spotty division. It's not a great division. White Sox 13 times, the worst team in maybe the history of the sport that they get a chance to beat. Yeah, I don't think the Guardians have a ton of, what, they're going to lose to Houston in a five-game series? You're going to go crazy? I can't. The Guardians scenario is to get into the postseason and then take a shot. The Yankees scenario is you better make the postseason and you better this year win the American League pennant. That's a much different quotient. The NL will be wide open, because I could see any of those teams, maybe not Milwaukee, but I could see any of those teams winning the pennant. I really am having, outside of Houston and the Yankees, yeah, you're going to have a tough time convincing a big baseball fan that the Kansas City Royals are winning the American League pennant, or that the Tigers are winning the American League pennant, or Seattle's winning the American League pennant, even Cleveland. So that's why I think, and the Astros could win the pennant, because Valdez is a good pitcher, Hunter Brown's a good pitcher, they got a pretty good bullpen, and with Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, they got four excellent players. So, and they got a history of, you know, seven straight ALCSs with two titles. So I wouldn't be, but they're having a bad year, and then they're having a great year. If you tell me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The way that Houston could get to the World Series, I could buy it, and the Yankees. I can't buy any of the other four teams. That's me.
But the reason I said, like, I think in a lot of ways you make a lot of sense. Like, with the team, they're relatively young. It makes a lot of sense. But my question about it is so much more big picture. And you know this. The haves and the have-nots. And I'm just trying to avoid the same old conversation. If they were to lose to Houston, they were to lose to the Yankees, especially the Yankees, where their payroll is so much bigger than ours, and where it's always, well, our owner's cheap. Our owner won't do what's necessary to do it. That's why we won't go to baseball games. I'm trying to avoid that entire conversation because it's been 76 years since they won it. Obviously, it doesn't fall off of trees, but I think anytime they go into the postseason, there's got to be some pressure from the big point of view of just what city, what market they play in.
Yeah, I understand your point. And, you know, the owner doesn't spend any money. I mean, they get by piecemeal. The front office is the sort of the MVP of the team, which is, like Tampa, which is dangerous. You don't want your front office to be the MVP. You want the players to be the MVPs because they're the ones who are affecting the game. But Antonotti and Chernoff are the MVPs. So, I mean, that makes it, because they figure out a way to be competitive every year, give them credit for that, with what? Like about $100 million payroll? And I understand the Guardian fan. You know, Cleveland's, they've been around for 150 years. They were great in the 90s, and they should have won a championship in that period there. They didn't. And they should have. They had a good chance to beat the Cubs in 16. So they're sick of it, and they're probably going to lose to the Yankees again. Let's face it. If the Guardians play the Yankees in a seven-game series, the Yankees are going to be a huge favorite. I mean, go look at Vegas. I mean, Yankees are going to be minus 220. I mean, they're going to be a huge favorite, and you have to make them the favorite. And again, this does bother you. When you go out there and use relievers game after game after game, sooner or later, one of them is not going to have it. I mean, they're going to, for seven games, they're going to try to win games with their bullpen, getting 12 outs a night. Well, sooner or later in that situation, when Soto, Judge, and Stanton did the same guys, they're going to hit them. Plus, the Yankees were 5-2 against Cleveland in the regular season. Plus, they beat them 2 years ago, and that's going to be frustrating for the Guardian fan. Very frustrating. Losing the hated Yankees again with $100 million payroll. But that's the nature of this. That's the nature of the beast. It's New York and Cleveland. The owner should spend more money. You should have a better payroll than you do. It's a great ballpark. It's a great sports town. I love Cleveland. What are you going to do? This is not the NFL where everybody spends the same amount of money. This is baseball. The system is not fair to the lower market teams. I'm not sure. The Guardians scenario is, make the playoffs, they've had a good year. It's not win a championship, it's make the playoffs. Very rarely do you say that in the other sports, and that's frustrating if you're a Guardian fan.
Mad Dog, could you stomach voting for a closer like Emmanuel Clase as a Cy Young Award winner?
No, I can live with it. It's happened before. You know, listen, Fingers won the Cy Young. Mike Marshall won the Cy Young. Eckersley won the Cy Young. Well, no, I'm sorry, MVP. You know, or Cy Young. Either one of those awards, I can live with it. If they want to give it to Class A in the American League, Grubel's going to get it. I mean, he's won 17-4, strikeouts, ERA, and the Tigers are in a pennant race. And he pitched well in a couple games here when they needed to have him pitch well. So Grubel's going to win it because it's not like the Tigers have won 50 games. I mean, they're 80-73, and he's won 17 of them. So he is going to win the award. But if you tell me that Class A or a reliever in certain scenarios should have an opportunity to win it, I would have no problem with that. The problem is the reliever only can win the award when there's no dominating starting pitcher. Grubel's dominating. He's had a hell of a year, so that's why he's not going to win this year.
Chris Mad Dog Russo joining us on the show. Okay, so you say Aaron Judge is the best of the American League. It's hard to fight it. Where does Jose Ramirez stack up?
He's a great player. Give him all sorts of credit for staying in Cleveland. He's unbelievably underrated. You know, he's not playing in a big market. He doesn't have a lot of big guys hitting around him. You know, you love Ramirez. Switch hitting, you know, all those things. But, you know, listen, there's probably three or four players in the American League who might be a little better. I mean, Soto and Judge are better. I'd have to think here at the top of my head who I think is better than, you know, Bobby Witt's better probably. So, I mean, there's probably about three guys. You know, Seager is better when he's healthy down in Texas. You know, I think Alvarez is more dominant. So, I mean, he's a great player. And I give him credit. He signed a lesser contract to stay there, to be the focal point of his team. He doesn't, you know, look for getting a lot of publicity. You love him. I mean, and it's great for the city, and he's an all-time Guardian. He's probably on his way to the Hall of Fame. So you love him. But, you know, he's probably top five in the league as far as being the best player. I think Witt will be better. I think Seager is better. I think Judge is better. I think Soto is better. You know, Rafael Devers, you know, I mean, Guerrero. I mean, he's in the conversation with those guys. You know, Seattle, Angels, Trout, no. Julio Rodriguez, no. Nobody on Oakland. So he's right there in the top four or five players in the league. I mean, that's pretty damn good. Is he as good as Judge? No. Is he as good as Soto? No. Yeah, I'd take Bobby Witt over him. I would take Seager over him. That's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Seager's going to the Hall of Fame. Witt's great. Judge is going to the Hall of Fame. Stays healthy. Same with Soto. I don't, you know, he's top five. That's pretty good.
All right, Shohei last night, amazing. He was 6-for-6, 10 RBI. He had the 3 home runs. He's now over 50 stolen bases, 50 home runs. We know the guy pitches when he's healthy. Where do you put him all time, and how does he compare batting-wise to Barry Bonds?
Well, Bonds is tricky because Bonds did steroids. So I look at Bonds a little differently than most people because, you know, I look at Bonds from 2000. I look at those last 70 years as a little bit of an aberration. He was an immortal. And he was only an immortal because he did the juice. You know, in the 90s, he was great. He was a Hall of Famer, but he wasn't an immortal. He became an immortal, 73 homers, the on-base records and all that, because of the steroids, for whatever the reason. You know, Ohtani, you know, he's probably going to the Hall. He's maybe not quite yet. No, he probably is. He's probably a Hall of Famer. He's not Ruth. Nobody's Ruth. And, you know, the ninth inning homer yesterday does bother me a little bit against the relievers, 17-3. Why is he in the game? I mean, I don't quite
We love the numbers.
That.
We want the numbers, Mad Dog.
Freeman wasn't in the game. Betts wasn't in the game. I mean, to me, you're cheaping it. You think Mantle and Mays would be in the game at 17-3 in the last week of the season when they're going to the playoffs against a guy throwing, a position player? You think Willie would be in the ballgame? You think maybe they take him out? Well,
did they,
you know what?
But did they need it though? Did they need
off.
Did they need it though? Like it's like when you see 10 RBIs, like that sticks out to everybody. Like, no, oh my God, 50-50, and he had 10 RBIs last night.
I don't know. What did his interpreter have at the sports book?
Okay.
Maybe he needed to be
All
out
right.
there.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, the last 3 RBIs to me, and I don't have to make a big deal about it. I don't look at the last 3 RBIs as that big a deal myself because of the fact of the score of the game. and where it was in the game, and the fact that it was a kid throwing 30 miles an hour. So to me, that's home run derby stuff. So I don't pay too much attention to it. I'm more and the stolen bases, I don't get as wrapped up in. I think Willie would have done 50 steals. As Mickey Mantle used to say, geez, if I'm making that big a deal about the stolen bases, I would have stolen 50. But, again, that's a different era. Everybody was all wrapped up in it. And I'm not taking away from his greatness. 50 homers is 50 homers. He plays every day. I don't care about him being a DH. He'd do the same thing if he was in right field. He's a tremendous, tremendous hitter. And he's also going to go into the postseason. I don't think he's going to have a lot of pressure on him. I mean, what are you going to do? Ken, it's his first ever postseason. He has a couple of bad games. You're going to go crazy? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give the Dodgers and him a little bit of a break. He's an all-timer. He's the MVP, not Lindor. It's him. I don't go as crazy individually on the game last night because I take away the ninth inning. That's me. That doesn't mean 5 for 5, 7 RBIs, 3 homers is not a great game. But, you know, 6 for 6, 3 homers, 10 RBIs, well, it would have been 2 homers. 5 for 5, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. I don't go as wrapped up in that, but I understand how great he is. If you're asking me, is it an incredible achievement? It is. It's an incredible achievement. So give him credit. Give him credit.
Mad Dog, thank you very much for the time. We know you got 3 shows that you have to do basically every day. So we do appreciate the time. Andy Roth appreciates it, and we thank you again, and hopefully you'll join us again in the future.
You guys did a great job. Anytime. Love you.
Thank you very much. Chris Mad Dog Russo on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.